Bill, why do they demonize you? Why do they come out of the woodwork to go after you?
Because I don't stand down to these hackers. I do not stand down to a company called SpamHouse.org. For example, SpamHouse.org is spelled like this, SpamHouse.org. This company and the hackers of the world. Okay, we all know about hackers. We all know about being, they call it trolling, or they call it prank calling you, or trying to send you viruses. I'm the guy that does not stand down to these people. You know, for example, what happened, when, you know, just to give you a perfect example.
Sure.
People have bought, there's blacklists that are out there. Blacklists. Well, where people.
Yeah, what is that?
Okay, a blacklist. Well, what a blacklist is when this company, SpamHouse.org, which works with all these major companies, you mentioned earlier, and we'll mention more later or whatnot, but what they do is they don't like you for whatever reason. They're based out of the United Kingdom, so they're basically untouchable from a court of law basis, okay? But I don't stand down. I just will not, you know, this is the United States of America. I don't live in the United Kingdom, and I don't live in this, you know, the old Soviet Union. We all have freedom of speech, and I don't stand down to these hackers, and I don't stand down to these people that try to blackmail and extort and do all these different things. So, you know, they, in my early beginnings of when I started doing email marketing and things like this, I would just take them on, and I'd just say, look, I am not – who are you guys to tell me what I can do and what I can't do on the Internet? As long as I'm not hurting anybody, what's the issue? But I'd get attacked and attacked and attacked, prank calls, and – I mean, the amount of prank calls I would get, it'd just be amazing. I mean, things, the nastiest things. But the reason is I don't stand down for these people. They can troll me and hack me and say whatever they want to say, or try to hack me, I should say now. They can't now. It's impossible. But they think they can. I just, you know, I give them back their own medicine. For example, there's a company out of the United Kingdom called, I told you the name, and there's another one out there called UCE Protect.
They're all out there.
Yeah, they're out there, and they bribe people. They actually demand a bribe. There was a hospital, for example, a hospital, I think in California, I think it was. I forget the story, but there's been a lot of them, where these hackers have said, listen, we have all your medical records. We have everything on your computers. Either send us X amount of dollars, or we're not going to give them back.
Extort them.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And this one company called the FBI and told them, and the FBI said, hey, just pay them.
Now, pay them?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I said to these people many times, I don't care what you do to me. You can blacklist me. You can say whatever you want to say about me. That's fine. But then they cross the line, though. When they cross the line is when, you know, I mean, extorting innocent people. I mean, if you can talk bad about me all you want to, people can just say whatever they want to say. That's fine. But when it comes to the American people, and innocent grandmas and grandpas and just innocent people, period, they should not be subject to this type of extortion. So that's why I went to D.C. to fight against this type of thing.
Is anybody really on a governmental level, Bill, doing anything to protect people?
No. No. There is a law, though. There is a law. And once the politicians find out that this affects them, then they might do something about it, because they do their fundraising through email. They do their fundraising through all these different means, through the Internet. But little do they know that this company I just mentioned and numerous other hacking groups out there do this blacklisting thing where, like, your domain name, like, let's say you have any domain name, doesn't matter. They blacklist this domain name so you can't communicate with other people. And so once the politicians find out about that, what are they going to do? I mean, they're going to be very upset. I don't think they're involved. I know they're not involved, to be honest with you. And I know for a fact the government's not involved. They're just not paying attention.
Well, maybe one day they'll have to, Bill, to protect people.
Well, on my website, what we've done.
888freedom.com?
Yeah, 888freedom.com. We put together a petition. And this petition demands the federal government to have more hearings about this. And when they go there and they just put in their, you know, their name and their email address or whatever, and it goes to every politician, every senator, every congressman, everybody that needs to know in the FTC and the FCC, and it just hits them, bam. So we need the federal government or somebody to pay attention, somebody out there to pay attention to what is going on with the Internet. Because if we lose the Internet, what do we have?
Could we lose the Internet?
We could lose the Internet very fast. Absolutely. Google and these guys, they want to take over so bad. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. I mean, Facebook, they've come out and just basically said it.
How do these places like Facebook, let's just use MySpace as an example. It's not nearly what it used to be.
Right.
But Fox bought them, right? Did Fox buy MySpace?
No, not that I'm aware of. Okay. Not that I'm aware of. They,
for a lot of money, right?
Yes, they get really big. Absolutely. They get really big and they sell right out. I mean,
how does a company like MySpace make money when everybody who's on it gets on for free? So where do they make their money? In ad space?
Absolutely.
That absolutely. Much money in that?
Oh, huge, huge. And here's the kicker. Okay, for example, everybody knows how Google and everybody knows how, you know, you see these little, you know, ads on the side and you can do a Google search, right?
Right.
Or you're on MySpace or you're on
Twitter.
Whatever company it is, wherever it is, ad space you see, okay? But let's use Google as the perfect example, okay? And let's use MySpace and let's use whoever you want to use, but let's just mainly use Google for now. People have to buy those ads, number one. So when they go in and they go to bid, well, first, let me start back. Let's start over just a little bit. I got Google to admit to me on camera, in front of the federal government, on camera, to say to me these words. I said to them that they asked me, they said, the Federal Trade Commission chairman at the time asked me, he said, Bill, how do you get your email addresses? I said, well, I buy banner space and different things from different companies like Google. He's sitting right next to me.
Mm-hmm.
And on camera, this guy has the audacity to tell America that Google makes no money whatsoever. And I said, are you sure about that? I said, are you sure about that? And he goes, absolutely, 100%. I go, and I laughed to myself like you just did. And I go, I'll see it to believe it. Now look how big of a company they are, $8 billion company.
It's publicly held, and still the founders still have, I think, control of the company between the three of them, and they're still worth billions of dollars.
Yes, and they own part of MySpace. They own part of Facebook, Twitter. They own part of their hands are in everything.